This is CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Isam Zabok, and I am interviewing Mr. Paul Tetrault, and this is Irene McInnes from the Middle East Working Group. Why was the Middle East Working Group formed for the World Peace Forum?
Because we felt it important to have our issues in the World Peace Forum, because people are coming here from all over the world, and we wanted to be able to bring these issues out and discuss them and get other people's views. And so we thought that we would join the World Peace Forum and support them.
And just to add to that, is that there are working groups from different other parts of the world as well, Africa, Asia, etc. So in that sense, we're part of one section of the world working groups in the World Peace Forum.
Was it a collective idea to start this group, or was it...
Actually, the World Peace Forum executive approached us. We are also part of Stop War. All our all the organizations that are working in the Middle East actually happen to be part of Stop War. So Stop War was approached and asked if we would form this regional working group for the Middle East, and so we came together and agreed to do that.
And basically, we have two subcommittees, and one of them that I work with, and the other one Irene works with, and one of them works on the issue of Israel-Palestine, and that's the one I'm working with, and the other one works on the issue of the war in Iraq and the opposition to the occupation.
Have there been any challenges in the formation of this group?
Certainly not that I have experienced.
No, I mean, my view, and to follow up on Irene, is that the World Peace Forum generally has, you know, has been open to the Middle East Working Group in terms of allowing, you know, forums that are on the opposition to the occupation in Palestine by the Israelis, and open to forums that talk about the opposition to the Iraqi war and the Iraqi occupation.
Would you say that's why this specific group is important?
Right now, the Middle East is the hotspot, including Iran. And so it's very important that this is part of the World Peace Forum. What's been going on in Iraq over the last 16 years now, you know, it's just been horrendous. And if we want peace in the world, we have to address this, the same as Palestine. All these, if to have peace and justice, these issues have got to be addressed head on. And people, part of our, what we want to do is educate people about what's going on. So we have brought in expert speakers on both the Palestine-Israel issue and Iraq. And we're bringing people from that area to speak. It's not going to be just people from Vancouver that are going to be speaking, but actually Palestinians, Israelis, and Iraqis.
I think it is very important. We see it, the question of ending, particularly ending the occupation, the Israeli occupation of the Palestine, in Palestine, to be a key question for peace in the world. We don't see how you can have talk about world peace when you have a 39-year-old occupation which is contrary to international law and which has allowed for settlements, of Israeli settlements, contrary to the Geneva Conventions, for all this time, and where there's been no real ability to end this occupation. So to have a World Peace Forum, it's extremely important to have the issue of the occupation in Palestine put forward front and center, as well as the other issues, of course, that Irene mentioned. But I, you know, as we're working on this, on the Palestine-Israel side of the group, I wanted to make that point, because it's extremely important, we think, these days.
Right, and Iraq's very important, too, because the U.S. for the first time did a preemptive invasion, and, well, one that's known worldwide, or that's a covert one. So, you know, they had made a policy of being allowed to do preemptive invasions, so this is very important that this is, these sort of policies are changed. We educate people, and also that people, there'd be lots of peace activists from all over the world, and we need to discuss where do we go from here, how do we change this militarism that is so prevalent now in with our governments around the world.
Okay. So ultimately, you'd like to, well, ideally, you'd like to solve peace problem in the Middle East. What does the group hope to achieve, ultimately?
Well, I mean, I think that what the subgroup that I'm working with in the Middle East Working Group is putting forward to the World Peace Forum, you know, the World Peace Forum is a sort of coalition of a vast number of groups and individuals who are interested in peace in the world in general, and they have all sorts of different political views, et cetera, as to how this peace can come about. And, you know, we're going to be putting forward and encouraging the World Peace Forum as a forum to take a position, you know, in support of international law on one hand, and therefore in opposition to the Israeli occupation, and to, in fact, many of the practices that the Israelis, the Israeli policies that are considered by many people to be apartheid-like, in the sense that the Palestinians are second-class citizens and forced into pantistans. And so many of the people, many of the progressive people in Israel itself and in Palestine are pushing for that position as well to come out. So we're going to be encouraging the World Peace Forum as a whole take up that that view, yes to international law and no to occupation and apartheid.
What's the group's plan to do it?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, we're having, and I want to say something, we're having a forum on June 26th, that's Monday night, at 7:30 at the St. Andrews Wesley Church downtown, which is going to feature a prominent Israeli peace activist, Nurit Peled, a prominent American peace activist, Cindy Corey, who is the mother of Rachel Corey, who was an American activist who was killed defending sort of Palestinian housing, and also a Palestinian activist, Miriam Rashid. And they'll be speaking on the whole question of the themes that I've talked about in terms of, can there be peace in the Middle East without justice, is basically our theme. And at the same time, we're also going to be encouraging activists from around the world and from Vancouver in different sessions to put forward the themes that I've just mentioned now to the World Peace Forum.
For the Iraq, one of them you may be interested in is journalism in war-torn Iraq, and the unembedded journalists will be discussing how difficult it is to their voice heard in the mainstream media and the difficulties they face being unembedded, the dangers they face in Iraq, not only from Iraqis that may kidnap them or accidental things, but there have been several cases of the U.S. actually targeting the places where journalists are. For example, the U.S. bombed Al Jazeera's office. It bombed the Palestine Hotel where there were international journalists, and there's been several others. So they would be discussing that, and I think you might find that very interesting. That's going to be on the Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. up at UBC.
Okay. Any other events?
We're having another big one, Iraq Today, and we'll have Iraqis and what's going on in Iraq. Paul William Roberts, who's a well-known Canadian author, will be the political analysis as well. So that's going to be our major one, just as the Palestine one is at St. Andrews. The Iraq major forum will be at the Unitarian Church on the Sunday evening of the World Peace Forum.
So how do people get involved? Where do they sign up?
Well, you should go to www.worldpeaceforum.ca and you will see where you can register. The whole program will be on that website, and you'll see that there's 350 events, including everything, a film festival, cultural things, forums, workshops, just an amazing array of different events with different issues all relating to peace and justice. So I would urge your listeners to go to the website worldpeaceforum.ca and register, and you'll see there's different scales for payment. So if the students that don't have much money, there you'll see that there's a scale there.
They can also, if they want to help volunteer with any of these events, they can also leave their contact information on the website, could they not, and it would be passed on to the different working groups?
Yes, so they could email the World Peace Forum. The actual phone number is 604-687-3223, and they could phone and ask for Linda Schuto, who is the coordinator of the volunteers, and we'd be very happy to have people. There'll be those that volunteer during the week, they'll have a T-shirt with the World Peace Forum logo on it, and so that would be.
Could also point out, they could say to Linda that they wanted to work particularly with the Middle East Working Group, either in the Palestine-Israel subsection or the Iraq subsection, and she would pass their names on to us, I would imagine.
Yes, I'm sure you can say what area you'd like to volunteer in, and there's so many different ways you can volunteer. So if you would like to work with on these issues, Palestine and Iraq, then just point that out, and be pointing them our way, giving them our phone number. I urge people to go to the website and see all the different areas, because everybody has a different interest, and see what they would like to plug into as a volunteer.
Okay, this has been Isom Zabok right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we're interviewing Paul Tetrault and Miss Irene McInnes from Middle East Working Group from the World Peace Forum. Thank you very much.